This is what I'm saying.
I'm saying on the off chance you happen to meet Rihanna, you better fuck the brains out of her.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Girard. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Girard. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
That was good, guys. That was good, man. I was impressed, man. That was good.
So, after the mass suspension of, like, everyone on Twitter, we basically migrated now onto Blitter. That is Black Twitter.
It app. Doesn't actually stand for Black Twitter, you know?
What does it stand for?
I don't know, but it's not Black Twitter. I can't remember where it is, but I saw... It's actually not Black Twitter because they're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
So what does it stand for?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Well, we've decided that it's a black only site. but yeah, it's actually quite fun on there. Reminds me of old school Twitter.
Yeah, Uber it's Twitter. Just, it's got obviously a lot of improvements to be made. It's so slow. It's actually too slow for me, but I actually like it.
Feels like I have a BlackBerry again. That's how it feels.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like BB days. But then you go onto Twitter and then you realise like how user-friendly and how smooth the app is. And yeah. You just wish Blitter was like that now.
But it's not. I can't even lie. I feel like Twitter's gotten dead. It's like...
Yeah, no, it has. It's ghost town now, honestly. But then do you know what it shows? All you under 25s that were customer 25 pluses... Who's following them to Blitter? Exactly.
No one was following.
Timeline's nothing anybody. About the 25 plus Twitter, y'all, because we were there first.
The only person I miss on Twitter is Kumi, okay?
Okay. But he's not even on Blitter.
Because he doesn't have an iPhone. Oh, yeah, there's no Android users on Blitter either.
I don't know why people are still using them anyway, so.
Did you see that Vice article?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. We don't talk to Vice, okay?
We don't talk to Vice out here. Vice is a vulture. The V in Vice stands for vulture. Like, they actually steal everything from us. And for them to even write all of that, like, I think I don't know if they misquoted people or they just basically...
No, they didn't misquote people, but apparently they just didn't know that they were going to be, like... in that kind of article.
Right.
So, even things like... Even things about, like, speaking about Blitter, people didn't want that to be spoken about.
Right.
So, I don't know. Apparently, the girl...
Listen, we don't speak to Vice out here. We don't support Vice at all. She referred to the people that got suspended as Twitter funny men. Like, as if it was their occupation or something, and now they can't live without it, or...
Twitter funny men. What would you call them if you had to...
Twitter users. Like, popular Twitter users.
No, the actual ones that... The ones that, like...
Got suspended.
Yeah, the ones that got suspended.
Popular Twitter users.
But it's not just... That's not what she meant. She was talking about the ones that are literally... You know what I'm talking about. Like, every day, trying to crack a joke, trying to get the retweets, kind of whatever.
Popular Twitter users. Like, if I was like... That's not what I'm a journalist, I'm not going to say Twitter funny man. Like, I feel like that's a certain tone.
I'm not saying that's what she should have used, but I'm just trying to find out what would you have used to describe them? What else would you have used to describe them? I wouldn't have used that, but...
What would you have used?
I don't know. I'd probably call them comedians. Twitter comedians.
I feel like that's, you know when you put Twitter in front of like,
no, I know, but then that's what they are. Okay.
But I don't feel like...
Twitter niggas, though. No, that's what we say,
yeah,
though.
But see, exactly. So exactly. I wouldn't call them Twitter niggas, though.
No, like, you wouldn't call them Twitter niggas.
So it would be like, I'd probably, like I said, popular Twitter users. Like, I wouldn't say that they're Twitter comedians. Like, it's like saying, okay... If I was going to call someone a Twitter comedian, like Mo the Comedian, or that Yom's TV guy, they genuinely are. Do you get what I'm saying? As in, like, that's their, I'm assuming that's their livelihood,
no,
or part of their livelihood.
But there's not, what the point I'm trying to make is there's actually nothing that could have been used as fitting for what was trying to be achieved there. Because popular Twitter, that's not describing what they actually do. Like, that's the point. She was trying to give an insight of what kind of popular Twitter user they are. You could be an MUA and be a popular Twitter user, etc.
Yeah,
et
she could still specify.
But she just wanted to show that they're supposed to be these people that give the timeline jokes, and that's why now without them, the timeline is quite dry.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it sounded kind of shady.
No, it does. It does.
Sounded very shady for you to say. Oh, funny shady. Men. Like, right, it sounds okay. Very shady. Like, for you to say, oh, like, these Twitter funny men. Like,
like you're only funny on Twitter. Oh, like, that's all you live for, is just to go on Twitter and crack jokes.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like that was just shady in itself. Like, because. And someone said I was trying to instigate. We were speaking about it on Blitter, and someone's like, "You're trying to instigate." I'm like, "No, I'm being serious." Like, I feel like that being called a Twitter funny man is worse than being called a Twitter nigga to me, because I just feel like you're trying to say this is what I live off. Like me saying, "Oh yeah, you MCM wears his towel up to his armpits." You're basically trying to say this is all I do in my life. Like, I have a job. Okay, I go to uni. You know, I do stuff in my life. So yeah, I feel like it was shady. Anyway, guys, hi everyone. I'm Jamila Joie.
I'm Samri.
And we are back with yet another fucking episode. This is our 23rd episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, our 23rd episode. Yeah, we are up to something. That's what I want to say first of all. We are really up to something. I know we've been a bit quiet recently in regards to Pink Matter, but you know, whenever we go quiet, that means something's in the works.
Yeah.
Agreed. You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter. Any inquiries, also pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com. For any uni appearances, again, pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com. And yeah, do you have anything? Guys, Micah broke my nail. It is like so painful. It looks like gangrene.
Everyone thought I was joking when I kept saying that he snaps off my nails every time I do them.
He's actually like the strongest baby I've ever come across. But yes, I mean, and these are fresh nails, guys. I got it done on Saturday. He broke it on Sunday.
Literally,
you guys know I don't go south and do my nails, so my nail technician ain't cheap. So like, mate, I already got a broken nail. But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Should we get started with the show?
Yeah.
Woo!
Guys, the mattress at my uni is giving me hell. The springs in it is digging in my back, it's digging in my ribs. I have to sleep with a pillow under my boobs just to get a good night's sleep.
Really?
Yeah, it's so horrible. Sometimes I even sleep on the floor because it's that bad.
You know what? You should try Casper mattresses.
I've heard of Casper mattresses. Really? Actually. Yeah, yeah. Seriously? And you know, you're saying about the springs on the bed. It's actually made of foam, yeah. So there won't be any springs that dig in.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you also get a 100-day free trial.
100 days.
100 days. So if you don't love it at the end, you can return it.
So do they like? Do I have to like go to them to return it?
No, I think they come and pick it up. It's completely hassle free.
Wow.
Yeah.
100 days. That is so good. That's 3 months. Exactly.
And you know, like, I'm a proper like Google maniac. Yeah. They have a 4.8 star rating on there, and they've got thousands of reviews. So definitely go for it.
100 days. I could literally do that up until I graduate. The longest I stay in uni, anyway.
Yeah. If you go onto Casper.com,
yeah,
you get £55 off of your purchase if you use the promo code PINK.
Wait, we have a promo code. Shut up.
Yes, it is PINK. That's P-I-N-K. But terms and conditions apply.
So on today's episode, we're going to be discussing hall passes. Whether we'd give our partners one, partner/husbands one, and yeah, so
no,
bitch, I didn't finish my question.
I know what you're gonna ask me.
So would you
Would you?
I understand the concept of it. Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understand the concept of it, and I only mean this. I don't mean this as a regular person. Okay, so as a regular person,
imagine a regular? That's an affair.
The bitch, you cheating, motherfucker. But as a celebrity, I understand, I get it, okay? So I was reading this article thing, because they've broken up now, but I was reading this article on Toya Wright, you know, Lil Wayne's ex-wife and one of his first baby mother, and her husband, Memphis, whatever the fuck his name is, yeah? He's a fucking weirdo, fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he is, he's crazy.
So she gave her husband an 8-day hall pass, and this is what he said. She gives me 8 days a year to do what I want to do. No questions asked. Yeah, like...
So, in those 8 days, you can go and contract HIV and give it to me, because I can turn around and say to you, oh, make sure you wear a condom, but it doesn't mean you're going to do that. You might be in the heat, get caught in the heat at the moment.
Get someone pregnant. Exactly. In those 8 days.
Exactly.
And that's how people come up with these break babies. Sorry, I'm switching the subject. I find the term break baby so fucking insulting. Like, it's so insulting because you're making it seem as if, like, that baby was like, just a little recess. Like,
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
No, because, like, people, when they call Gabrielle Union's...
Dwayne Wade's,
what's it called? Child, a break baby, or when they're calling... Mendici's 500 kids, break babies. I just find that so fucking insulting because you chose to insert your penis inside me. It wasn't that, oh, this baby just came out of nowhere and I decided, oh, why not? I might as well be a dad or kind of thing. That's not what happened. So it's really insulting. But anyway, yeah, back to the whole passes thing. So I get it as a celebrity. However, I just feel like, how hard is it to stay, like...
That's the thing. I feel like you have a problem if, like, you... if you're that driven by sex, because that's not the only component of a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So why has it got to be that? Okay, what about, I don't know, what else can you say that you give a whole pass for?
Shit, nigga, give me a whole pass, I'll go sleep for 8 days.
Do you know what I'm saying? You can have the kids for 8 days and I can just fuck off.
I could go on holiday for 8 days.
Exactly.
But I feel like with guys, it's just sex. And I don't understand, like, what is this... it's actually a sickness for you to be that, like, so in tune with sex. Because why do you need to have sex with other women? What is there with other women?
Exactly. No, that's the thing. And I think it's just the concept of having, like, fresh vagina. Less than, you know, just giving me a pass. I'm going to be with you forever. So, you know, give me a change. It's not really... I feel like they just want to have their cake and eat it too. That's the thing. But then it goes back to... That's an interesting
thing because... He adamantly said Toya is not allowed in a whole pass. Like, he was like, she's not allowed one at all.
Why? Because he knows it's wrong.
Yeah, it's a retarded concept, but I'd understand if I was celebrity. However, if I was Toya, I wouldn't have given Memph Hits one, only because you don't have enough money for you to be, like, I'm the one making the money, so why do you need a whole pass? What do you need a break from? Like, you need a break from what exactly? Like, what did you need a break from? And
other faithful guys, do they have two heads?
Like, they're out there.
Russell, what's his name again? Russell...
Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Does he have two heads?
Does Papis have two heads?
Exactly.
Russell, on the topic of Russell Wilson, I hate how people are making him to... Okay, first of all, I do think he's very corny. However, they're making him seem like he's some kind of, like... He was what Sierra settled for. As if, like, she, quote-unquote, heard all her life and then decided to settle for the guy that... The nice guy.
Men just always have to make an excuse for women's happiness. That's all it is. A woman can't be happy because she's happy. A woman has to have, like, gone through the trenches and... dug their way out of the jungle to be happy. That's not what happens. Sometimes you just fall into a happy situation.
But then, she did have to, like, dig, like, fucking Future's trash.
But the thing is, she chose to be there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And she got herself out. But we're not talking about, hoeing or whatever, quote unquote, is a choice that you make.
Yeah.
In terms of going through someone like Future, you don't choose to be played or choose to be, like, disrespected. Yeah. So, but I just feel like, yeah, guys just have to make an excuse for the reason that she got there, because they can't seem to just, like, they can't fathom a woman just genuinely being happy with her type, or, you know, with the guy that she wants to be with, her preference. Anyway.
And exactly. That's interesting, because a lot of women were saying the reason why men, like, berate Russell Wilson so much is because they see so much of themselves in Future. And I've got 2 points for that. Yet one, I don't know what of themselves are seeing in Future, because you guys aren't rich.
That's why I was saying.
I don't really see what you're seeing of yourself in him. Like, you can't really relate to him when he's saying he's, you know, fucking real sisters. You niggas ain't fucking any girls. I don't really get what relation you have. But on the flip side, like, on a serious note, you guys are trash. Like, you guys do recognize trash, and you guys love to act like you don't recognize a trash person. Trash guy or trash treatment. You love to act like, you know, you have to wait before a guy becomes good. Like, why do you have to wait before you become good? Why are you so content in being trash? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, they expect us to have suffered to end up with someone that's die decent. Before I can get with you. You know what I'm saying?
And don't worry, you two, you can also die before you get with me as well. It can be tit for tat. We can do tit for tat any day.
But we discussed this before, back to the topic of wall passes. We discussed it before about, you know, if like Rihanna said she wanted to fuck your man, would you let him?
100%.
Yes. Woo. That's the thing. So that bitch, you better. That ultimately, that's the whole part.
Okay. I think as regular people, I feel like
as commoners,
basic people. I'm gonna be never basic, but as regular people, I feel like it's okay to have like celebrity hall passes, only because when are you ever gonna get the chance to fuck Rihanna? Like I can say all full and well, yeah, nigga ain't get no chance to fuck Rihanna. Like,
no, and the thing is,
and if on the off chance that you do, I'm gonna be proud of you if you fuck Rihanna. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get that, but then like, it's just all contradictory.
It's a big difference, I feel, and that's why it's like celebrities, like, what if I was a celebrity, what would my celebrity hall pass be?
All right, I've got an example. Actually, you just said Rihanna. Okay, so what if your guy isn't like, he, okay, we all know Rihanna's iconic, but what if your guy doesn't hold Rihanna higher than, I don't know, another girl that he might know, like he works with someone that he just feels like this woman is like incredible. I'll
punch him in the face.
It's incredible. Like, think about face. It. Like, okay, so wait, pause. Yeah. So do you watch Suits at all?
Yeah.
You know about Jessica Pearson?
Yeah.
So what if he thought, I love that this is the type of, this is, she is powerful, and he actually,
he has a
puts her on a higher pedestal than he would mad. Match someone like Rihanna.
He's mad.
That, oh, he could just look at Rihanna like, yeah, she's done a lot, but she's not really my type. I go for the Jessica Pearson.
He has a sickness.
So if, and she's rich as well.
He has double the sickness. He has the nerve to say that to my face. You find my boss.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Punch in your fucking
so
face.
So what's the difference? Just that Rihanna's famous.
Accessibility. He's always going to be around his boss. Like, he's not going to always be around Rihanna. So in
so
him,
is it accessibility or insecurity?
It's not insecurity. It's
insecure that he's gonna go and end up having an affair.
No, because
with his
that's
boss.
Not a hall pass. When you're given a hall pass, that means you're allowed to leave the room.
No, I
if
get
that.
That
thing's already in the
yeah,
room.
Okay, so that's continue. So is it an insecurity that's gonna continue past the hall pass?
It wouldn't. I don't think it's an insecurity. I genuinely don't think it's an insecurity because, like I said, if I give you a hall pass, a celebrity hall pass.
No, but why does it have to be celebrity? You keep
because
celebrity.
They're not a hall pass. Is the whole
so
point
it's
access.
It's not a celebrity for women, but a celebrity for men.
I feel like for both.
Okay, so in Memphis's case, you said you understand that though.
No, but with Memphis, I don't think he should have had one anyway. Because what is he doing? Like, you don't do anything. So like the only thing I remember Memphis from is from that fucking Selfish song, Asia Cruz. Let's start by correcting
he's a rapper.
No, he was the producer.
I was gonna say
that's it.
I don't know what he does. I
literally. So don't. What do you need a hall pass from? What do you need a break from?
That's a
you don't need a break from anything.
No, it's true.
Don't
but
tell
then,
me shit.
Talking about accessibility, it takes me back to like I've had the debate of, you know, Insta models v like, you know, just regular commoner peasant.
Yeah.
Just, and like people like us. When guys are like excessively liking pictures or whatever,
I don't see the issue in that.
I don't have a problem when it's like an Insta babe or if it's a famous person, even if it's a normal person, but don't be inappropriate with what you're liking. Don't be liking pictures where the girl's just it's just her bum or it's just her tits or, you know, she's in a bikini or whatever. But if you like to make a picture of Miracle Watts,
I'm probably gonna like it too.
Exactly.
You gonna see me then, I like it too.
Exactly. That's the thing. I probably like it too.
You know, that's interesting. Okay, so with Insta models, okay, so there's a particular, I wouldn't say she's an Instagram model. She's an OG in the game. She's like, she used to be a video vixen. Mm-hmm. And there's this rumor that goes around that apparently she charges £700 for you to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Now, if your man had that money and had the nerve
to spend it on
her, and you've given him the hall pass on, like, let's say this was his crush, and you had given him a hall pass, what would you if he did it? What would you feel?
That's different because that's solicitation. Like, he's paying for a prostitute.
Okay, let's say you didn't give her the money then.
So what? This is a completely different.
Like,
scenario.
No, okay. Let's say, okay.
He fucks a prostitute.
What is included? What is included in, if you were to give one, hypothetically speaking, what would be included in your conditions? Would they have to be an actual celebrity, A-list only?
No, just nobody that I know, or can ever come in contact with.
So you wouldn't. So it could be, like, somebody from across the other side of London.
I said that I could never come in contact with
him. Okay, so someone from fucking Birmingham.
You know about the 5 degrees of separation. Exactly, someone from Birmingham.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. Nope, sorry. My rules
A-list only.
See, that's the thing. Then it's not a hall pass.
It is.
Then that is just saying, if you happen to come across a celebrity, yes, then you can fuck her.
You happen to.
That is based, that's not a hall pass.
No. What do you mean someone in the UK? No, you want to fuck someone in the UK?
If you're setting up conditions like that, telling him who he can fuck and who he can't fuck, then it's not a hall pass. It's like you're just dictating into his hall pass list.
Because when I give you a hall pass to go to the toilet, I don't expect you to go to the fucking gym room. No, I expect you to go to the fucking toilet.
I'm not going to come back and you're not going to say which toilet did you go to. If I come back in time,
as long as you went to the blood clot toilet.
If I come back in time, if there's five toilets, there's three on the fifth floor, there's two on the second floor, and there's one on the floor that I'm on, and I go to the one on the second floor, you can't, and I come back in 10 minutes, yeah,
you should go to the toilet. I don't want to see you going to no gym room. I don't want to see you to go to lockers. No,
but you wouldn't know that. That's the thing. You wouldn't know that.
That is why there's conditions on the hall pass.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that you won't know if he's gonna, if you give him a hall pass, you're giving him a hall pass. How will you know if he's going to abide by your rules?
Needs you to be conditional. There's no unconditional hall pass. There's
cheating
no...
is cheating. Can't give me rules to cheating.
Yes, I can. If we want this to work, it will be a conditional hall pass. Same way, if I was to be given a hall pass, I wouldn't expect my dude to tell me that, it could be anybody. Because if it was anybody, then shit the fuck, let me get the fuck out of this relationship then.
No, then it's not a hall pass.
That's why I said there has to be conditions. A list only. If I happen to come across, I don't know, who do I find attractive? I don't really find celebrities attractive anymore. I've gone past that age. Maybe if I was like 15, yeah, and I have to come across Bow Wow, then bitch, you know, I'm gonna fucking get it cracking.
At 15, yeah.
Well, it would be illegal. You know, if it wasn't illegal, I would have got it cracking back then. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was who my crush was back then. Now, it's just, I don't really, like, there's nothing. There's celebrities I find attractive, but it doesn't go beyond like, oh, he's attractive.
Okay, so actually, I'm not really an Anthony Joshua stan like other girls.
Me either.
I wouldn't risk it all.
Like, yeah, you know, I wouldn't risk it all. You know, oh, what was that? There was this. I think we spoke about this behind the scenes anyway. So, you know, it was the girl's birthday and I think her wish was for
Don Cheon.
Yeah, that's
to
it.
To sing her happy birthday.
Accessibility comes into context here, yeah. I'm not even trying to be rude, yeah. But
I think people took the piss. If that's her favourite artist at the moment, that's her favourite artist at the moment. Everyone's
not even,
someone.
Not even.
Imagine
not even. I'm not even trying to insult him. I'm trying to, like, I'm not even trying. Not gonna lie, I'm trying to insult her. I'm trying to insult her. No, because it's like.
Where would people like Stormzy be without people like her?
Yeah, that's understandable. I'm judging your taste. That's basically what it's like. Okay. I'm about to be real judgmental. He's a good boyfriend for doing that. However, it's like, okay, this is how I'm gonna say it, because I just feel like it's the same level that I'd hold them, not in terms of celebrity status, but in terms of how I feel towards them. No offense, no personal offense anyway. Like, if let's say I was the guy, my girl was like, oh yeah, I would love for J. Cole to say happy birthday to me. Like, it's just gonna insult me.
J. Cole.
Like,
oh my god.
Or Eminem or something.
Up. Just shut up. This agenda that you have.
What
here.
Kind of shit taste do you have?
No, it's not the same thing. It's so annoying.
No, but that's literally how it feels. Like, to me, that's how it would feel to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So,
no, but then that's your personal taste.
That's,
it's not.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
but then you're now creating a narrative because he doesn't care. He doesn't mind.
I know he doesn't care.
And then you're saying, oh, he should be insulted by her taste.
I'm not saying he should be insulted. I'm not saying he should be insulted, but I just feel like it says a lot about a person.
No, but he doesn't think that. You think because you don't like him.
I don't. I don't feel any.
Think about all the thousands of retweets he gets on his little, like, you know, verses. Yeah, that means that people actually do like him. They actually rate him. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
J. Cole gets goes platinum as well.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Now I'm putting it into perspective, and it's nothing to do with him. But it's just like, okay, Aziz is our mate. Yeah, like.
No, as you said to me, we're not friends. Sorry.
Anyway, if someone had said, "Oh yeah, I want him to rap happy birthday to me," I just find you sneaky.
Not because he's our friend.
No, in general, it's not because he's our friend. It's just in general, I find it sneaky. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, who can sing? Who's a good male singer? I'm just gonna say
Miguel,
Bryson Tiller, Miguel, whatever. If they were singing, "Happy birthday," to me, I find it corny. I've had someone sing "Happy birthday" to me before in the past, and I found it corny. That's the
thing. Your boyfriend?
No.
Your boyfriend then had done.
Shut up. Who? Which one? I've had many. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
Guys, I'm here choking.
Wait.
She's gonna die to put it out my head. But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, no. Can he even sing?
I'm sweating.
Nah, it was time ago. So I was like 17 or something. I can't even remember. Or 18.
I can't even lie. Like, even me, yeah. Even if, as much as I love 2 Chainz, yeah, like, don't get 2 Chainz to rap "Happy Birthday" to me. Oh, no, but if you got a birthday song, are you mad? All I want for my birthday is a big booty.
It's still corny.
But just because he has a birthday song, it wouldn't feel corny to me. Just because he has a birthday song. How did we? Yeah,
I like a birthday message, but the rapping and the singing or whatever is just corny to me. That's what I meant.
Mm. If you was to have a celebrity to wish you a happy birthday, which celebrity would it be?
I don't know.
Who's wished me happy birthday before? Can I tell you, Oshae Cinco DM me happy birthday? I don't even care. I'm putting his business out in the streets.
Look at her.
Oshae Cinco DM me happy birthday. You know, that was a really great birthday. And Broderick Hunter wished me happy birthday last year. I know bitches were jealous. Bitches were jealous. No, it was on Twitter. Everyone saw they were jealous.
Okay.
Broderick Hunter wished me happy birthday last year. So, you know, a bitch flousy, a bitch done on you bitches.
So, would you mind if you were a guy and your girl wanted a hall pass with Broderick Hunter?
Why doesn't your girl want a hall pass with Broderick Hunter?
It's not as high as
But he's not, but then I wouldn't consider him like an Instagram model either.
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
what's his level? What would we call him? A B-lister?
Deniable.
He was on Insecure, so I'd call him a B-lister.
So was Kofi Sirobi.
No, but Sirobi. And he's considered to be A-lister now.
You rip him.
No, because he's so corny.
He's considered an A-lister.
He was in Girls Trip. So, like, now he's gone, like, blockbuster. Whoa, so.
One 2-second cameo?
No, it wasn't really 2 seconds.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
you're missing out. Looking from outside of the club.
Outside. Like, let me know, like, he looks attractive in the film, but, like, he's just too corny. Like, he's so Ghanaian in his behaviour. Like, he tweets stuff like the monkey emoji. He's just corny. Really corny. But, yeah, say Broderick is a B-lister.
So, you haven't answered the question.
Would I?
Kind of shuffling right now.
I don't think so.
Insecurity.
No, but that's I don't think so. I mean, I'm still thinking A-lister. A-listers only. Sorry.
That doesn't make sense, though, because then what if your partner could never come across an A-lister? So then that means...
Exactly. There you go, bitch. There you go, bitch. There you go, bitch.
That's the whole point. That just shows your motive.
Accessibility. No, but
the point I'm trying to make is it shows your motive. That it's not to do with... No. Actual hall passes,
because more time insecurity. Hall passes aren't really like what's the term, they're not really something that, you know, they're written up and it's like a contract. It's normally something you just talk about in passing. Like, if you were to have sex with a celebrity, who would it be? Do you get what I'm saying?
It's not celebrity though. It's no, like, can I have a day off a year where I can go and what sleep with anyone? What do you need a day off anyone? From?
You're not even
that
rich
yet.
That is what
it means. Where I can, no. That's what a hall pass means. No. I want to go and check. Like,
I don't understand why you Google. Want a day off. What do you mean a day off from what? Like, it's not a job. This isn't a job.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm saying, on the off chance you happen to meet Rihanna, you better fuck the brains out of her.
Yeah, see, look, definition, yeah?
Sorry, Brandy.
Permission to break a rule or code of conduct. There. So you can break your vows and go and fuck someone else. That is it. It's not
that's
oh,
a very,
to be a celebrity.
That's a very vague definition, okay?
Oh my god.
Bitch,
no.
Everything has
the one that's
conditions.
Your own terms and
everything
conditions.
Has conditions. You're there's not, there's nothing in this world that is unconditional. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in this world that's unconditional.
A certain amount of time that is given to a male in a relationship by the female.
I don't know why
this is
a male.
Isn't it? To do whatever he wants.
Do you have an email? I used to find Morris Chestnut so attractive. Really, I used to find him so attractive. But you know, basically, he's so corny. Well, not corny, but he actually is corny. What happened was, I unfollowed him because he just kept retweeting his shit about his show, and he unfollowed me back. Like, how rude is that? Like, how did he even know I unfollowed
you? Actually, so dumb. Like, obviously, he would have seen you tweet and then went onto your Twitter one day and saw.
That's really rude. But yeah, you know, he did that for the pussy challenge. And it just annoyed me so much because if I tell you, I don't know, did you see it, Samantha?
No.
He did the for the pussy challenge, but he called it for the pee. It's like, I do this for the pee, I do that for the pee. And then he was like, do you want to know what the pee stands for? He goes, W-I-F-E, and his wife kisses his cheek. And it's just like, Negro, like.
What the pee stands for is W.
It's for Pam, W-I-F-E. Basically, his wife was in the car with him. And I'm just like, Negro, like, nobody even asked you for that. Like, if you're going to do it with your chest.
Shouldn't have even done it.
Pussy boy, you grown-ass man, you pussy boy. But
there were some really rubbish ones. Gabrielle Union's was awful.
Yeah. Snarl Lathan's was awful.
Yeah, oh God, hers that was terrible. Like, she even tagged people and I was cringing for her. I was like, oh, please.
I like Regina Hall's and Issa Rae's. Yeah, Issa Rae. I really like Regina Hall.
Mm-hmm.
She's really likeable.
There's another girl, there's one girl, she's so funny. She actually reminds me a bit of Issa Rae, but she did one. Do you know this? Like, she's got a boyfriend. I won't be able to describe her. She's just too she looks like very generic. There's nothing special about her. She's just a comedian though.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. So like, with the guys you've dated in like the past, whatever, did you know like what their tastes are like? Could you, if you were to, have you ever had this kind of discussion with them, like who they find attractive at least?
Yeah.
Who, like, what kind of celebrities they find attractive?
No, not really, no.
You didn't?
No.
I'm trying to think. Because I'd always talk,
if we see someone that's paying, then we'll equally say she's paying. Yeah. But in terms of type, no, I don't think.
I always try to understand like a guy's type through celebrities as well, if that makes sense.
I don't care about guy's type. If you're with me, then I don't care.
Yeah, that's, I don't care about your type, but you know what I mean? I just like knowing, like, sometimes, because what's it called? Like, if I ask you, I feel like you're insulting me if you don't find Rihanna attractive. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
That's,
I feel like
it's, that's silly to say, because she's glowed up and everything, but I'd say.
But I feel like
there's still certain things that a lot of people weren't like. Like, she's got a really big forehead, for instance.
No, but I feel like if you can't recognize attraction, I genuinely feel like it's an insult. Like, not attraction, attractiveness? Is that the word term I'm looking for? But yeah, if you can't recognize it, I just feel like.
But that's your own
personal. Some guy, did I tell you about this time, when one guy, I was talking to a guy and he was like, I was talking about Beyonce or something. Well, we were talking about Beyonce, in fact. Mm. And he was like, oh, you're more attractive than Beyonce. And I was just like, like,
literally, no, it's all dependent on
I feel like, no, but first of all, he was doing the most.
But he might not find Beyonce attractive.
I don't care if he doesn't find it.
We just let's be real, we just said, Anthony Joshua, well, this is my personal opinion, Anthony Joshua is beautiful. He is a beautiful, sculpted human being. However, I am not attracted to him. You can't turn around and say, oh, there's something wrong with me because I'm not attracted to Anthony Joshua. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, that's not. I'm not saying attracted. This is what I'm saying. Attracted to and attractive difference. Attraction and attractiveness different.
But then it's still in the someone else could still look at Anthony Joshua and be like, no, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I look at him and say he's not my. But I can understand why.
No. But I was saying someone might not even understand.
But that. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Let me forget my point. Yeah. So it was like, it wasn't even in the sense that because it's Beyonce. It was more like, you're just doing a lot. Like, for you to be like, oh yeah, I think, like, it's doing a lot. That's like me saying to a dude, like,
no, I get what you're saying, but you know, I just have to always, you know, back people up sometimes, because like he might genuinely think that, like, how are you saying he's, and that's not
clearly an illness. One, two,
it's because of your obsession with Beyonce.
No,
yes it is,
it's an illness.
It is because of your obsession.
Listen,
with
I can bring you at least 50 people that will say to me, there is no way Beyonce.
Yes, but are they him?
So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Why is it so hot? It's really hot. But yeah, it doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Majority rules.
I find Rihanna more attractive than Beyonce. People can say, Samantha, you're crazy, but I do.
Yeah. So that's again, I feel like it's a difference between I feel like people don't like to separate ourselves from celebrities. Like, even when, you know, when people are doing the whole rating scale thing, like when they're like, oh, what would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? If I'm like to say, oh, I think I'm an 8, and they'll be like, oh yeah, but Beyonce and Rihanna are 9, so how the fuck are you an 8 kind of thing? Don't put me on the same scale as a celebrity. Why is she on the scale as me? No,
that's not what I meant. I'm saying, as in, like, not everybody holds Beyonce to the same
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying, I'm saying I'm not on the same scale as celebrities. As in,
you can't say that.
There's plenty of ugly celebrities. No, there's plenty of ugly celebrities, and they're very ugly on the ugly celebrity scale and the commoner scale. They're ugly on both scales.
No, that's not.
I feel like we have two different scales, and I cannot be.
You don't know what these celebrities look like at home. And under their makeup, you're seeing them at their best, and that is fine.
But again, when I have, if I am able to acquire the money that they acquire, then you can put me on the service girl. I'm not accessibility.
Millions of more beautiful commoners than Beyonce. Okay.
Yes, and I'm sure that's fine. But again, I'm still not on the same accessibility scale. If those beautiful people
what
had...
What accessibility got to do with beauty?
Because they don't have access to the same money Beyonce has access to. Like, for example, okay, all those...
So then you could be even more beautiful than Beyonce.
Let me finish my fucking point. If those people had access to the money Beyonce has, the ones that are already more beautiful than Beyonce, if they had access, they'd be beyond her.
Are more beautiful than her, so who cares?
That's why I'm saying if those people had the money, if they were on the celebrity scale, they would be beyond that regardless. That's what I'm saying.
But why are you saying it?
Because there's a difference between being a commoner, like on our scale, they're already woo. And on the celebrity scale, they would be woo if they were celebrities, right?
Because then it's just adding money to them.
Money means everything. Money changes everything.
Not really, no.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
So you're trying to tell me if you don't have money, your looks won't change?
No, I know. I'm talking about in terms of who I'm attracted to. That doesn't change everything.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, you just said money changes everything, yes. So it can increase their attractiveness.
Not in terms of, as in, because you have money, you're attractive to me.
No.
No, as in... You can use the money to become more attractive. That's what I mean.
Everyone does do that, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's
so
what
I'm... So you can still be the same person, but with more money.
But that's not what I was saying.
Like, Stormzy looks exactly the same as he did 5 years ago.
But again, that's not what I'm saying.
He just wears nicer clothes.
But again, that's not what I'm saying.
No, but what I'm saying is that it doesn't... For me, it doesn't change value. Or it doesn't make it... It doesn't... No.
Again, that's not what I'm saying.
I know you're saying that you can use money to better yourself. I'm saying if you're already more beautiful than a celebrity, then why? Who cares? That's what I'm trying to say. If you're already more beautiful, I know what you're trying to say. I'm not missing your point. You're saying that you can
but you're
use
just bringing,
money.
You're bringing a whole other point into your point.
I'm adding to it. That's what I'm trying to say. You're saying, because we're talking about money and looks now, yeah? And just as a partnership. So what I'm saying to you is that I get that with more money, you can make yourself more attractive. I'm saying if you're already more attractive, then the point that you've made doesn't make sense. Because who cares to make yourself even more beautiful?
I do. Are you mad?
No, but keep on going. Wait, I'm saying you're already
right to the top, bitch.
The point I'm trying to make is that I would be more. Okay, no, but this is just basically backing up what you just said. I'd be more not insecure, but I'd be more against him being with the extremely beautiful woman that I know than with Beyonce.
Okay, so you're getting accessibility. You goes back to accessibility.
Yeah, no, that's what I just said. I'm backing up your point.
Are you admitting it's right?
No, not the money and looks thing. I'm talking about now this because you've made, that's another point.
Yeah.
That you've made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another, that's an admittance of that Jameela is right.
Jameela is right. I'm agreeing with a Jameela's point that you made. But not this part, not this point that I was just arguing for 5 minutes. That's not the point I'm agreeing with. You Anyways, it does have a lot to do with. No, I don't agree. I just feel like.
No, don't try this. You try.
No, I'm saying fuck a wall pass, full stop. I don't even understand them. Like, you agree, not agree, you understand wall passes. You get why people do it. I don't know. I'm married, you're with me for life. That's it. End of. Like, there's no wall pass bullshit.
Wait, okay.
Beyonce could give your MCM HIV. She's not immune to HIV.
That's his fault because he told you to have sex.
But do you see what I'm saying? Because you gave him a whole pass.
No, I gave you permission to. I didn't tell you to. You go in. So, that was your choice.
What was I going to say? Okay, if your partner asked you for a threesome, would you do it?
No.
So then, if he then said to you, okay, well, I'm not gonna lie, like, I do feel
the
like
whole
I
part
need...
of my whole pass is that there's conditions. Again, if you happen to come across Beyonce and Rihanna in one instance that both
want
to have sex with
I
you,
want, I, but I, you... no. Yeah, Beyonce wants to have sex with me, but I really want to experience this with my wife because I don't really want to be having sex with another woman.
Okay, but it's Beyonce,
my love is so deep. So you'd have a threesome with Beyonce.
Yeah.
You see, you're just so conditional. There's just fuck the hall pass.
No, listen, there's no, I can't just give you something and there's no conditions. How do you know how to follow it?
Listen, how do you have to follow agree, it? Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I agree, I'd let you fuck a celebrity, full stop, yeah. I'm really just arguing every point. I agree, I'd let you, but I just don't agree with hall passes.
What kind of celebrity?
I don't consider that to be a hall pass. I just consider that to be, you've met a celebrity, you can fuck them, go get it. But it depends on the celebrity.
Oh, so
you can't be coming to pick up some Love and Hip Hop chicks, I don't know.
That's what I said, A-listers only, them bitches ain't A-listers.
Yeah, but it's not a hall, I'm not giving you a hall pass. See, that's the thing.
Okay. Let's say you got the chance to fuck Nicki Minaj, yes or no?
Who, me?
He got the chance to fuck Nicki Minaj, yes or no? See, if you got the chance to fuck, I don't know, who?
If he got the chance, who's, there's a beautiful celebrity.
Let's say he really loved Taylor Swift.
Okay, no. We wouldn't even be together.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anybody.
I think it was cheeky. One thing I couldn't take is if I had a boyfriend that came to ask me if he could have a hall pass. That
yeah, would be that's insulting. Cheeky.
Like, I have to offer it
first
to you.
Of all, first of all, okay. More time. Us men aren't rich. You're not rich. So what you need a break from, you still need to be working. Like, you need to be making exactly, money. When you've made the money that, you know, that that hall pass, because you have to be above a certain pay grade to get a hall pass. I don't care. Me too, I'm not above that pay grade. So mate, me and you, it's me and you. We broke together, boo-boo. We broke together, baby.
Could you have a hall pass? Could you give your man a hall pass when you have kids?
Okay, that's insulting.
If you have kids together.
That's insulting. That's insulting. We have whole kids, like yeah, whole
you
people.
Family. You have a family of
kids. What do you need a break kids. From? What do you need a break from? Me too, I need this break though. We'll both have a hall pass.
See, that's the thing. But
we'll both have a hall pass.
Okay, you can have a hall pass. Who are you? Where are you going?
I'm going straight to Vegas.
So you're actually going to go and sleep with another man?
If I could have Floyd Mayweather.
What would your reasoning be? Would it just be out of spite?
Yeah.
See, then that doesn't make sense.
Why I'm a spiteful person.
Why are you giving him a hall pass?
I'm a spiteful person.
Why are you giving him a hall pass?
Because, bitch, if you want the hall pass so badly, me too, I'm going to have the hall pass too.
No, because then that just means no.
Damn tit for tat. And I am tit for tat. Mm-hmm.
No.
You do me, I do no. you. Man, okay. Yeah. You do, nah, I do too. I'm a, Shebi, I'm, what is it? I'm your rib, innit? Don't worry. No, that means I God. Do what you
oh,
do.
Oh, God, Kevin.
I do what you do.
Let the team
we do
down,
it together.
Man.
Let what team down? I could tell that nigga was a cheater from the beginning.
Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Think so.
If your side chick now becomes your wife, you're definitely still cheating. I don't care.
I don't care.
I know people say, you know, maybe he'll change. But no, Tiger never changes its kinicon, whatever stripes, spots, whatever the fuck they have.
No, but I didn't know about the past situation until this
oh,
one.
Oh, didn't
happened.
You?
No, no, didn't
and
know.
The thing is, you know what's so sad about that as well, yeah, was because Nico was making it seem like the ex-wife was just moving mad bitter and that there was bare bone. I know the ex-wife was sitting home like, well, bitch.
Mate.
You do it.
Exactly. Mate, I'd be so happy.
You do it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even one of those bitter exes or anything like that, but if I know, trust me, I know. Like, I've done that before where I've tried to warn someone about a guy and she didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay,
and then when
business.
It happened, it was
and
like, oh.
I was like, I told you. You think you know him better than I do. You know girls think, oh, no. He was just like that with you. No. You know there's guys that are just like
they'll
that with
never
you.
Change.
But then there are guys that are just like that in general.
They're, what's it called? You know, but on that note, yeah, do you know who I really want to go the distance now, even though I really hate her? Not hate her, but I just really dislike her. Like Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys, like I really want them to go the distance because I feel like if she manages to go the distance with him,
you are actually admitting that she's alive.
No,
all
I didn't.
These
did
years,
I say that? Did I say
she
that?
Just said,
did those
guys,
words come out my mouth?
She just heard this live on Pink.
Did I say? Did I say? Did I say that?
She just said Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz should go the distance, but she's been
that just means
R.
he
R.
does
R.
necrophilia. Okay. What the fuck are you? What are you telling me? I never said that. Those words didn't come out my mouth.
So who are we talking about now then?
The dead Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz, okay? I want them to go the distance.
She's not
on
serious.
Pure, just off pure the fact that, you know what, yeah, maybe homewreckers do succeed.
Nah, I was about to say, but then Gabrielle Union, but no, because
he still had his quote-unquote break baby.
And exactly. And who else? Does Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they split.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that one, I was like, yes, bitch, because I love Jennifer Aniston so much. I was like, yes, bitch.
You thought. All you went to go and carry load as well. Look
carry load
kids.
From every country.
You have a whole boarding school.
You thought,
children.
Bitch. You thought. I know Jennifer Aniston went to bed with a smile on her face
oh
that night.
Of course.
That
Doesn't matter how many husbands I've had since you. Doesn't matter how much love I've had since you.
Mate.
I went to bed with a smile on my face because you thought Mr. and Mrs. Smith my back foot, bitch.
Can you imagine? He literally sucked her soul out and used that to have all those kids. Look at Angelina Jolie, was just glowing until the end. She literally stopped glowing at the end of their relationship.
Niggas thought it.
So, and then who else was there as well?
Who's
born from home wrecking?
I don't know.
I can't think.
Enough of these, what's it called, you know, these love and hip hop.
I was thinking of Amina and Tara.
Jocelyn won in the end, though. She actually did win in the end. Even though she's not with Stevie anymore, she actually did win in the end.
No, she didn't.
I feel like she did, only because I feel like she got status out of it, even though I still think Jocelyn's very, very trash. She got status out of it.
That's true, actually.
So she got something in the end, like she got something worthwhile in the end, and he treated Jocelyn better than he treated Mimi.
Mimi, yeah, of course.
So, you know.
Of course. And what else?
But yeah, we don't rate homewreckers around here anyway. You know?
Not at all.
We don't rate homewreckers. Listen, you side
chick. I hate when people say, oh, you know.
You left the door.
Exactly.
Bitch, you know burglars get shot. Okay, you trespassers, you get shot. About talking about left the door open. Why the fuck are you going to open houses?
Just walking through any house.
You have no manners. You were just raised in the wild. Like, you just walk into open.
Moving like Goldilocks in the Three Bears. Like, why are you just walking?
Don't get caught by the Three Bears, bitch. Don't let me find you eating my fucking porridge, bitch.
So dumb.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps up hall passes. You need to first. That's what you need to do. You need to know pros and cons as well of people, like. It's okay to be picky. Don't ever think it's not okay to be picky. It's fine that you've never been on a date. It's actually fine. Like, you may feel like it's an issue. It may feel like an issue to you, like a huge issue, but it's not something that isn't fixable. Like, can't be changed. What's it called? So with dating in general, meeting people, I feel like, because you said you're really busy, I'm assuming you are on social media. So just like get to know people on social media. I know we talk about, you know, I'm pretty much against dating guys on social media, but that's just the bullshit. I chat shit in it. But see what your common dislikes, common likes are. Talk about a show with somebody. Talk about, I don't know, a common topic with someone.
Shoot your shot.
Like, shoot. Seriously, there was a time where, I don't know if I spoke about this on the podcast, actually. But I went on my year break, which was like me saying no to men more or less. And during this year break, I did bare different things. Yeah, I was trying to see what I required from guys anyway. So I started moving to guys, and I'm not gonna say it didn't work out because, you know, no guy rejected me. But at the same time, it just, for me, it was like I realized what I required and what I didn't require from these guys, because I was just like, okay, all these guys I'm moving to. I'm just moving to them because I think they're cute. There's nothing that goes beyond that. So stuff like that, try moving to guys, try, you know, strategic positioning.
Yeah.
You know, a thirst trap never doesn't help. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you.
No.
It's a subtle thirst trap.
Has to be extremely subtle. It can't be,
you know, you can have cleavage, you know?
Yeah, you can't overdo it, though.
No, obviously
don't listen to that bad advice.
Because I'm queen of subtle thirst trapping, okay? So, you know, a little side boob, a little cleavage, stuff like that. That could definitely help.
Agreed. I also have said this, I think I've said this in a past episode, where figure out what you want rather than what you don't want. So don't say, oh, I don't want a guy that has this, or I don't want a guy. Say, I want a guy with this and I want a guy with that. I feel that that is more productive than...
It narrows it down.
Exactly. Also, I was going to say, you must have at least one friend that you know you can go out with. There's events, like, you see people, like, promoting events on Twitter and stuff like that, or just on social media. Just go. Literally go, and you will meet people. Girls are extremely friendly at these places.
Voice just muddled up, but if you ever get the chance to go to a recess, like there's always, recess is a great place to meet people. Are very friendly at recess. I think that's the whole point of it.
But just be aware that 95% of the men that go to recess ain't shit, so you're gonna have to look for the 5%.
She says that because she's friends with them.
It's just true.
So the second dilemma,
so the second one is, can you help me? I started work about 2 weeks ago, and I've already realized everyone is so fake. They talk about one person. Next minute they're going to lunch with them. One guy at work told me my team leader/manager doesn't want to teach me anything just because he doesn't like me. I need to learn from him as well. What should I do?
Firstly, report him. Secondly, everyone is fake at work. That's, you literally need to go to work and realize everyone is fake. You don't really need to hold loyalty to people at work because, yeah, they will snake you at the, like, they will smile in your face next to you know you're fired. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And you need to have that sort of mentality towards it as well. Like, it may feel like it's your permanent home now, but, you know, there's always better. And, yeah, don't mix business with pleasure. It's okay to be, okay. Why was I, why am I speaking like that? It's okay to be cordial and civil with them, but never go beyond that. Like, don't give them your social media sites. Don't, yeah.
Yeah, because you never want your personal life and work to ever...
Collide.
Yeah, to ever clash, because what you do in your personal life is no one at work's business, and things that you do in your personal life can actually get you sacked from work, depending on what it is, of course. Yeah, but as Jamila said before, definitely report it. Report it to HR, because that's affecting your progress, which is ultimately affecting your... your coins,
why they can easily sack you.
Exactly. And things like, you know, when you, if you're in a probationary period, they can be the reason that you don't end up passing your probation, because you might not know certain things. Take it very seriously. I always say, like, the current job that I'm in, I said to myself, because I can make a career out of this, I am under no circumstances going to take shit. From the first, I'd say, month I was in that job, I went in all guns blazing. If anyone's trying shit with me, I promise you, I'm going off. So even seniors, I was going head to head with seniors. Like, it was, I didn't care, but I had to do it in a way where I knew that I wouldn't get sacked. So also make sure you go through handbooks, read rules. I always say this to people, when you're bored, or if you have like an extra minute or two, read rules, because that is going to be your savior at work. In terms of relationships, like Jamila said, everyone's fake. Everyone is fake.
That's a key tool into navigating the workplace. You have to be fake.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you have to be ruthless, and you have to be ready to take it headstrong. Like, you, people will not give you what you want because you're nice.
Exactly. That's the thing. So you like, I can count on my one hand how many people that I can say that I've kind of, you know, socialized with from work outside of it. I just don't do it. I don't go for the work drinks. I don't go to the staff parties. There was one job that I used to go to the staff parties, to be honest, because the free drinks were flowing, and I had actual friends from outside work that worked for that company as well. So we'd all just go together. That's the only reason. If that wasn't the case, I would not go. So I'm not saying don't make friends. I mean, it does make, you know, life a lot easier when you do have friends at work. If you ever needed a favor, they can do it for you, etc., etc. So don't be the... you know, the antisocial, the completely antisocial one, but just do it in moderation. If it's someone's birthday and they invite you out, I guess you can go, but just leave early or something. Yeah. You don't have to stay for long. You can just go straight after work, 1 hour, and then go. You've shown faith, and they'll be appreciative of that.
Where was I working last year? I was working somewhere last year, and they were like, they tried to say, oh yeah, if you want to go to the staff party, the Christmas staff party, we'll take £90 off your paycheck. I said, bitch, I don't want to go to a fucking staff party. You're talking about £90 off my paycheck. You're feeling even nice. Don't in your fucking life. Like, so stuff like that. Like, you need to know what sacrifices to make. Yeah. However, another thing is, though, going to staff parties could be good for you in terms of, I don't know, meeting higher-ups and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and so
networking, for real.
Don't completely write them off.
That is very true. But that's just, yeah, you're right.
Be on your guard. Like, always be on your guard. Everyone is fake. Everyone is ruthless. Like, I literally... Suits is a good example. Suits, that's literally how it is. That's how it is. You should be in the workplace. You need to be on your guard. You need to be ruthless. You need to know who to take on. You need to know who
make
to talk
to. Make
friends
with the right people. Don't make enemies with the wrong people. Just make friends with the right people. Literally, that's what you need to do. Because it's not what you know, it's who you know. In this day and age, especially with social media... it's all about networking. If you know the right people, it's just literally like, oh, I know this girl that can do XYZ. And even if you don't have like all the required skills, you're still there because you knew someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and then you're learning, you're getting experience, you're gaining experience and knocking down, you know, opening doors that another person wouldn't have been able to if they had just gone through the standard route of like just applying online or whatever. So yeah, just make friends with the right people, as I said before.
And don't limit yourself either. Like, don't limit yourself. Like, if I know, I'm assuming you're black here, but I'm just assuming you're black.
What an assumption.
I'm just assuming. Okay, if you're not black, just ignore this then. but what black people tend to do, we tend to gravitate towards the other black people in the workplace, because it's like, that's your safe haven. And don't just limit yourself to them, because again, it will look like you're being clicky, and that might be another reason for them to be fake or like exclude you in any way. So yeah, just take it easy, but at the same time, be forward in everything. Don't bother yourself with being friends with them, because everyone is fake in the workplace. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up today's show. You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter. Also, you can send any inquiries to pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com. If you want uni appearances, again, pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.